I'm Meg Van Lohuizen with your news briefing. Looking to the federal budget, federal member for Fairfax Ted O'Brien is confident it will bring benefits to the Sunshine Coast.
The initial reaction to this budget is that it's a very strong one, not just for our nation to rebuild as we recover from COVID, but for the Sunny Coast, for its key sectors and the families and businesses within it.
The government has splashed the cash with hopes it'll lead us to doing the same. Income tax cuts have been brought forward. $500 cash supports for welfare recipients are on the way, and wage subsidies are available to businesses hiring new staff. And good news for infrastructure, federal member for Fisher, Andrew Wallace, says a major investment is underway for the Bruce Highway.
The federal government is investing an additional $95.2 million in getting the upgrades to the Bruce Highway between Caloundra Road and the Sunshine Motorway. That's on top of the $3.4 billion we've already invested in infrastructure on the Bruce Highway between Brisbane and Gympie, and also that includes the duplication of the rails.
And Aussie rocker Jimmy Barnes has paid tribute to the late Eddie Van Halen, revealing he came close to joining his band. Van Halen's co-founder died overnight of throat cancer at the age of 65. Barnes is saying Eddie knocked on his door when David Lee Roth left the band in the 80s.
He said, "Do you know, are you interested in joining the band?" I said, "Look, I really like Van Halen, but I'm quite busy." And he said, "Oh," at that point he was trying to change direction. He said, "Oh, we're going to play a lot of ballads." I said, "Well, I'm not really your singer."
In sport, the Aussie women's cricket team is on the verge of history if they can defeat New Zealand in today's ODI in Brisbane. And Maroons assistant coach Justin Hodges admits he may be looking for a new gig, with incoming Origin coach Wayne Bennett likely to bring in his own staff.